Hello, I'm going to talk about the LibreOffice project and how the community is working to make the project sustainable over medium long term. Some thoughts about the open source sustainability. The LibreOffice project was born on 2010, and since then the open source ecosystem has evolved, and there have been discussions about the relationship with businesses using open source software without contributing back to open source project. In 2014, the discovery of the Heartbleed bug was a turning point. And it raised the issue of open source sustainability. In 2016, Nadia Ekbal published the paper Roads and Bridges, the Unseen Labor Behind Our Digital Infrastructure, which was a sponsored work. And it's interesting because it's a lengthy and analysis of the situation. But this didn't stop the evolution of the discussion. And in 2019, Dries Buitert, the leader of the Drupal project and the owner of the Acuia company, published the blog post Balancing Makers and Takers to Scale and Sustain Open Source. There have been different reactions to that, and I think it's important to discuss a little bit and to mention a little bit some of the ideas of Dries on the topic. What he says is that there are basically three models for scaling and sustaining open source project: self-governance, privatization, and centralization. All these models aim to reduce the failures, but request open source community to monitor and, in a sense, reward and sanction what is happening in the community to push the open source sustainability concept. And of course, there is not one single answer to the issue of sustainability for open source. And the open source community would probably benefit from making experiments and discussion and analyze licenses and produce different incentive models about that. Dries also talks about the idea of organizing or systematizing open source contribution, but this, if this happens, it would go against the idea of open source. Therefore, it's important. What Dries is saying and suggesting is that it's important that each community makes an analysis of the situation, makes an analysis of what happens in the community, what happens in the project, and finds a way of sustaining the project itself over long term. And he then defines what he says, what he says are the open source makers and takers. there are companies that are were born out of open source, and they strongly believe and invest in the community. With the help of these companies, open source has grown and has changed software itself for the benefit of the community at large. And these companies are called makers. And now that the adoption of open source is widespread, there are many companies, from startups to big techs, that are using open source and are making money out of using open source without contributing back to the project. Andreessen calls these companies takers. The difference between the two groups is not always 100% clear, but there is a substantial difference. Makers are investing in growing their business and the open source project. Takers are focused on growing their business without caring, without minding about the open source projects they are relying on, and in some cases they are heavily relying on. So the takers take the benefit of makers' contribution and of course of all the individual volunteers that are working around open source software. And ultimately, takers could disrupt makers. And the problem is that if this happens, the only way makers can protect themselves is by investing more in their proprietary offering and less in the open source project. And this, of course, in some cases creates risk for the open source project. So to survive and at the end, makers have to behave like takers. So takers are arming open source project. And this is something that is an issue for most open source project and is an issue for large open source projects such as LibreOffice. Then there are toxic solutions that are not based on the open source definition. I don't think this is the right place to discuss this, and I totally understand that there are many people that do not consider this solution are toxic for open source, but this is my strong opinion on the topic. I'm not saying with this judgment that the open source definition should not be analyzed and should probably be updated. But it should be analyzed and updated based on consensus, not just because someone wants to change it or someone finds the open source definition not good for his needs. Let's now switch to Office Suites. Office Suites are mature products. They are commodities for users. And as commodities, the price of Office Suite might be an issue. Although they are a mature product, it is now clear that Office Suite will not decline, because There have been discussions about the office suite being obsolete, but the reality is that if you want to create real contents, you need a product, you need a software on your desktop. A software on mobile or on the cloud may be good enough for editing or creating small documents, but when you have to create large documents, large presentations, very large spreadsheets, and when I'm mentioning this means documents where there is a huge amount of content, then you need something on your desktop. And the fact that the market is still there is these figures are provided by analysts, and they say that in around 2020 the market was $25 billion, and in 2025 the market will exceed $31 billion. So although the growth is not huge, yearly growth is estimated at being 5%, the market is still quite a large market, and is a large market especially for some companies. The personal productivity market has changed in the same way. Before 1995, documents were printed to be shared. Between 1995 to 2005, there was an evolution from the sharing printout to sharing static digital documents, PDF. And there was also the birth of the first cloud solution for personal productivity from Google and Microsoft. The business behind this product was different, but let's just look at the characteristic of the product. These were the first office suite based on the cloud. Between 2005 and 2010, something important happened.